Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We're going to help you all here because one of Melissa's friends is about to become one of your friends, especially if you were arrested Sunday night in the protest. All right, let's talk to attorney Ben Herbalis.
Hey, guys. I'm a fan of the show. Glad to be on.
Thank you. I reached out to Ben because, well, first off, Ben and I met years ago. If you guys remember, I used to host this charity dating auction.
Yeah.
It was 2014, Ben?
Yes.
Okay. So he was one of the guys that was getting auctioned off for a date for charity.
I got auctioned off like a piece of meat.
Yes. And he got the highest bid
of the whole night.
And that's how we met.
Well, that's great because the time I hosted it with you, there was someone who, like, we had to beg people to take on a date.
No. But Ben and I became friends on Facebook back then. And so I had seen he was posting in the midst of everything that was going on with the protests and stuff, and he had made a post saying that he would represent anybody that got arrested during the protests pro bono. How do you say it? Is it pro bono?
Pro bono.
Pro bono.
Basically,
okay.
It's, you know, I'm a strong believer in everything that's going on right now with the protests and you know, the criminal justice system in general. So I figured, you know, my platform or my ability to do what I can do is the least I can do.
So are you? Does it matter what they did to get arrested? I mean, because there are some people who I think were, there are the people who got arrested because they were protesting peacefully, maybe got caught up in some sort of situation. And then there are the people who were just like, we'll put it this way. I mean, I heard that they freaking attacked the aquarium. Why are you going to break into the aquarium?
Right. No, I agree. I think it got completely out of control. We all know it got out of control. When I put the post up, I had certain intentions in mind, you know, giving support to people who were out there protesting a good cause.
Yeah.
With that, you know, I said what I said, and I'm not going to backtrack and now say I'm not going to, you know, represent certain people because I don't like what they got arrested for. That's just not how I am. Basically, I'm still willing to represent people as long as there's no conflict of interest. For example, I was heartbroken when my friend Dion Points Store Concepts on Newbury Street was getting looted, and you know, him being a friend of mine, anyone that was a part of that, I certainly wouldn't represent conflict of interest. As well as, you know, sometimes there might be a couple people who get arrested together as co-defendants.
Yeah,
they might have different legal interests or things that can be variable, so I wouldn't represent both or all of them that were arrested together. But in general, you know, I'm sticking to what I said and plan on representing people for free, pro bono.
Wow, that's cool. So then how can they contact you?
You know, here comes, you're about to get flooded. Here you go. What is it?
Well, my website is herbalistlaw.com, which is www.herbalistlaw.com. And my office number is 617-830-2188.
Excellent.
Perfect.
If you ever think about doing a TV commercial, I think Melissa should definitely be your spokesman.
Wait, why? What'd I do?
Nothing. I just think it would be funny if you were.
Oh, I thought you were going to make it say something like that. I did something. What did I do?
We can make it up.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I owed Encore $9 million, thankfully, because of Ben Herbalis.
I love the name too. I don't know why. I love your last name. It just flows. Herbalis. I love
it's,
that.
It's Lithuanian. There's not too many of us around.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It sounds like a name for a rapper that is a pro advocate of marijuana.
That's what I was thinking. I thought it was H-E-R-B.
No, actually, or the opposite. You know, I'm herbalist. I got none.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.